back below the goal line. The George ties her up. Reese Hunt comes in. Hunt picks up the puck. Carries on out in front. Shoots and scores! What a shot by Reese Hunt to tie it up at one. Right up over the shoulder of Scobie. That play made by Claire DeGeorge. Tying up two players back below the goal line. Reese Hunt came right out in front. Nobody picked her up. She turned and fired it up over the shoulder. It's 1-1. On right back in now by the Beavers, Haley Mack. Mack cuts back towards the blue line. Now feeds it for Reese Hunt. Hunt shoots the flat. Scores! Off the fingertips of Sydney Scobie. Reese Hunt, her second of the night. We're tied at two.
So when the sun is coming up and you go, then there's still so many things you don't.
Reese Hunt getting three goals was pretty cool. I know she's had a lot of scoring opportunities lately, so I think she saved them all for Saturday.
Into the neutral zone, lost control of it. Here comes Claire DeGeorge. DeGeorge, right side circle with her shot. Tries to go far post and miss the net. Held blue line left by Heather Olson. Shoveled into the left side circle. DeGeorge chops at it. It's picked up. She scores! It's Reese Hunt! Reese Hunt with the hat trick! And the Beavers have tied it at three! DeGeorge came in and ripped the shot wide. It came back to the slot, picked up by Hunt, and she top shelves it. Reese Hunt with a hat trick.
Yeah, another opportunity, another WCHA weekend. That's going to be hard. Again, doesn't matter who you play. So, you know, we have the last weekend off. So it's going to be really important for us to go into the weekend playing our best hockey and preparing ourselves for the postseason. St. Cloud's a good team. They have skilled players, good goaltending. And so for us, it's about a focus on our play and what we can do to gain momentum as we go into playoffs.